Grace and peace from God our Father. Please pray with me. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for telling us that it's possible to believe in you, even though we haven't seen you the way Thomas did. And for the blessing that goes with it, that we will be blessed who have not seen and yet have believed. In your name we pray, your risen and powerful name. Amen. So what aren't you sure about? Anybody? Is there anything in your life that you're not sure about? Where do you start? Anybody got one thing? Just so we all... What?
We're actually playing baseball.
The weather. All right, the weather can really shut things down, can't it?
Will you be able to work because of the weather?
Sorry?
Will you be able to work because of the weather?
Yes. Will you be able to work? Will you be able to work if you have a job? I mean, that's not for sure either, is it? What other things are not you sure of?
Health issues.
Can't be sure. Felt pretty good one day, maybe not the next. Anything?
People's behavior.
People's behavior. How are people going to react? How are they going to act? That's a good one. You see where we're going?
Down
the negative road. You can't be sure of too much. So we can identify with Thomas, can't we? He wasn't sure because he had to get into it completely. He needed his fingers in the holes where he saw his Savior bleed and die before he was going to believe that he was alive. Now, I'd like to talk to you today not about the Doubting Thomas story, but about the other lesson in Acts chapter 5. It is where Peter and the apostles were going out with boldness. They didn't have much boldness until Pentecost, but now they had boldness in the wake of Easter. And they were going out and telling people about the risen Lord. And they didn't have 100% cooperation. In fact, the Pharisees and the Jews were quite upset that they were proclaiming this name of Jesus. You know what made some people upset? Way back in the 700s was when a certain fellow by the name of John tried to teach a deaf mute to speak. It was not possible. The greatest teachers in the world, Aristotle included, said that you could not teach a deaf mute to speak. But John kept going. And he taught the boy to say A and B and C. He was from England. Go England. And by the end of one day, the deaf boy had learned to say syllables, words, and even sentences. And St. John of Beverly is thought to be the first person who ever taught the deaf. Now, there had been deaf people before 700. And Jesus had healed some of them, but no one had ever tried to teach them because they knew it was impossible. Somebody had said so that really knew things. The stuff that Peter was talking about was thought to be impossible. And of course, you know that the things people do often fail. They say that about 90% of the new churches that start up fail in this day and age. But people try to start them. No one can succeed if God is not with him. God is not with her. And you see many success stories on TV, in the business world. We saw all the successes of the fairy tale wedding. Did you get up on Friday and watch the wedding? It was beautiful. And nothing went wrong. I didn't see very many things go wrong. It didn't even rain on them. It was a success. And how do we get to that? How do we get to where it's going? Because a lot of things we're not sure about. But can you see past the successes of human beings? Can you see that behind all those successes there are potential failures, and the successes are short term? I know that William and Kate are going to make a mistake somewhere along the line. And other people will too. And all human successes, even if we get one ourselves, are short and failing and passing. And that was the wisdom of Gamaliel, or Gamaliel, whichever way you choose to pronounce it. His name has been brought to us not only from the Bible, but from the Jewish historians who remembered his great wisdom. He was actually the teacher of St. Paul, and we think maybe Paul was the one after his conversion who was able to give us the proceedings and the debate inside this little council meeting they were having. And he speaks with common sense. He says that success will only last for a short time if it is from people. But success will last a long time if it is from God. You know, successful people weren't always that way. Henry Ford went broke 5 times before he succeeded at making cars. Did you know that Michael Jordan, the NBA superstar of the 90s, was cut from his high school basketball team? Did you know that Fred Astaire was thought to be absolutely unsuitable for the movies because he was slightly bald and couldn't act? Max Lucado had 14 rejection letters before they published his first book. You've all heard of him. Vince Lombardi, he didn't have motivation. That's what people said about him. And even Walt Disney went bankrupt several times before he built Disneyland. Clint Eastwood was rejected from the movies because they said he'll never succeed. His Adam's apple's too big. All kinds of reasons why it wouldn't work. But these people kept going, and they did succeed. Even though some of their success will be ended someday. John Wesley was a great preacher in England. But this was the kind of life that he had as he journaled in his book. He said, "Sunday morning, May 5th, preached in St. Anne's, was asked not to come back anymore. Sunday evening, May 5th, preached at St. Jude's, can't go back there either. Sunday, May 19th, preached in St. Somebody else's." He couldn't remember the name of it. "The deacons called a special meeting and said I couldn't return. Sunday evening, May 19th, preached on the street, kicked off the street. Sunday, May 26th, preached in the meadow, chased out of the meadow as a bull was turned loose during the service. Sunday, June 2nd, in the morning, preached outside at the edge of town, kicked off the highway. Sunday evening, June 2nd, afternoon, preached in a pasture. 10,000 people came out to hear me." Mr. Wesley had perseverance. He also had God beside him. And what Gamaliel was saying to people is that if God is with these guys, you don't even want to get in their way. Because they're going to go in the right direction, and God is going to do some wonderful things through what they are saying and doing. Whoever is with God cannot fail. Let me say that again. Whoever is with God cannot fail. You cannot fail if you use the gifts that God has given you in your baptism to His glory and for the sake of other people. For His mission for them, which is that all people should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You cannot fail. And these things have been given to you, and I'm going to say that especially to the confirmands as they come in the next service to be blessed. These things have been given to you in your baptism to use whenever you feel that you don't have enough to succeed yourself. The first one is the name of Jesus. You can take the name of Jesus and you can wear it like I wear these robes. It covers up all the blemishes, all the faults, all the things that are wrong, because you're going in the name of Jesus as like an ambassador. Those people that went to the royal wedding were all representing their country and their nation and the royalty. All the guests were standing for many other people besides them, and so do you. You stand for Jesus Christ when you talk to other people. And you also have His name to call upon in prayer. I don't know how many times I've had to say, I don't know how to do it, I got to pray. And often, more often than I recognize, God answers those prayers. The second thing we have is the grace and the forgiveness of God. That helps with perseverance, because a lot of times we fail. Thomas Edison tried 2,000 times to make a light bulb. If he had given up at 2,000, he would have never made a light bulb. But he kept going a few hundred more times, and he finally got it right. He never saw it as a failure, but he saw it as eliminating one possibility of something that won't work. He was glad to know what won't work. Do we look at failure that way? We live in the constant state of grace and forgiveness of God. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go out and try a whole bunch of things that we know are wrong. But if we make a mistake, God forgives us. And He lets us try again and again and again. And that's our heritage. That's our privilege. That's our gift from the Holy Spirit, to be able to go with God. And the third thing is, we have the power of the Holy Spirit. He is going to use us in God's disciple-making mission, because He needs more people to believe. That's why the world hasn't ended yet, because not everybody has come in. There are still the Thomases out there. Let's show them. Let's tell them. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we're afraid of failure, desperately afraid of it. And yet, You have promised us that if we go with You, we cannot fail. Calm our doubts and hear our concerns. Listen to our prayers. Forgive our failures, our faults, our shortcomings. And send us by Your Holy Spirit to the people in our world, so that we might shine Your light and help them to see how God is active in their life and how God was blessing the world by sending the world a son, a savior, a leader, raising him up in front of us all that we might follow him past our failures to eternal life in your kingdom, which has no end. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.